like when we re-pour our drink, which sounds like somebody's taking a pee in the background. All right, so episode 42 of the Stone Creek Coffee Podcast. We're in the training center today, which is attached to the lab, because that's where our espresso machines live. So this is where we need to be to make espresso.
I'm excited to be watched again, being in the training center. This time we have lots of people in the cafe, and easily seen through the windows.
So if you're a voyeur, this is the place to be.
Yeah.
Today, as I mentioned, we're talking about dialing in espresso. Last time, we dialed in coffee, like we took a mystery coffee, dialed it in. Dialing in espresso is just as complicated with just as many variables as handling a manual brew. We'll get to that. Before we do that, we're going to do our normal what are we drinking segment. And what we have today, this is a gift from a fan, listener, Aaron. We've given you a shout out before on the podcast, Aaron. I still don't know how to pronounce your last name. That's par for the course for me. But Aaron was a total stud and brought us libations from Florida, where he currently lives. This is gin from St. Augustine Distillery Company, New World Gin. And Christian, you were looking this up.
I was looking it up when it said, what does it say on there? Something about cane.
Oh, 100% cane neutral spirits.
100% cane neutral spirits. I'm like, that's pretty cool. So I went and I Googled it, and their vodka and their gin are made with 100% sugar cane, which those of you that are rum drinkers out there know that rum is also made from sugar cane. And I am the huge rum drinker.
Yeah, if you listen to the podcast, you're aware of Christian's affinity for rum, whereas I'm normally a Scotch guy. But I do really appreciate gin. Gin is fantastic, particularly in the summer. And this being a rather crafty spirit, I'm really excited to try this. That was generous. We'll be here for a while. It's okay. Yeah. All right. So thank you, Aaron, for this. I'm going to taste this stuff right up. Cheers.
Cheers. What I like about gin is to see what aromatics I taste and then kind of look through back through and see what aromatics they used. If you can match. It's a little palate building exercise. Every time you taste a gin, because everyone uses a different set.
Different set of what?
Different set of aromatics.
So oh,
some are pepper,
yeah, yeah.
Some are heavy on juniper, some are heavier on fennel.
Mm-hmm. So this tastes like parsley straight up. Like, not really heavy parsley, but you get very pronounced parsley almost right away. That's what hit me.
Black pepper?
Well, I got it.
Black pepper and juniper. Oh. I see where you're going with it.
Mm-hmm.
I taste.
Really nice gin. It's hard to go wrong with gin. I don't know that I've ever had a gin I didn't enjoy.
Beef Eater. I'm not a big Beef Eater fan. It's like a London dry gin.
Oh, okay.
It's super medicinal.
No.
Not for me.
Bummer. What gin would be your go-to?
I like Death's Door, which is a Wisconsin product. It's pretty heavy in fennel, but I'm a huge fennel person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know the aromatics in here quickly?
I do.
So, you said parsley.
Yep.
What else do you think you pick out?
Well, really, you said black pepper.
You're kind of closer to parsley than you think, but it's not parsley.
Cilantro?
Yeah, that's even closer.
What's the other one? There's another one. Because there are three in a family, and I forget the third.
Well, it's just the young version of cilantro. It's coriander.
Oh, okay, cool. So which is pretty normal for gin.
Juniper, coriander, angelica, which I have no idea what that is. Lemon peel and cassia bark.
Cool.
That's cool.
Another great gin out there is Rehorse Gin from, or Rehorsed, how do you pronounce
Rehorsed,
that?
Rehorsed, yeah.
Good stuff. From Great Lakes Distillery here in Milwaukee, just right down the road, like 2-minute drive. Shall we get on to espresso?
Let's do it.
All right. You shouldn't sip spirits, it burns. So let's talk variables for a minute. When we talk about dialing in espresso, what are the tools you need?
So you need a grinder.
You need a really good grinder.
You need a burr grinder.
Yeah, a burr grinder that takes your grind super fine. Because my burr grinder at home couldn't really make a decent espresso.
It needs to be super fine, but it also needs to be super consistent. You have a lot less leeway than you do with a manual brew. So if you brew a French press, you kind of have majority coarse particles. It's going to work out pretty well. If you use that Whirly Blade grinder trying to do espresso, it's going to be bad news. So you need something that's adjustable, something that really holds its grind to the same size. Burr grinders are great, and a high-quality burr grinder, because you need really consistent particle sizes.
Yep.
You need an espresso machine. Goes without saying. You can't pull espresso without an espresso machine. Some things claim to be espresso machines. They're not. Espresso machine needs to be up to around 9 bars of pressure in order to actually make what's known as espresso.
And it needs to have the right water temperature. Same as, very similar water temperature to what you're brewing with a manual brew or a drip machine, 195 to 205. 205. Yep. And then
scales. I think scales are necessary for pulling a good shot at home. Dialing in, dialing out. So we got two scales. No, you're pulling four filters out.
Yeah, well, I mean, you still need a filtering medium with an espresso machine. The filtering medium is just different. So we'll walk through that. And then you need coffee. And a lot of there's a big misconception that you need espresso beans to make espresso. And espresso beans are just coffee beans, right? I mean, we could make espresso with practically anything. There was one roaster in Wisconsin, Christian, you were telling me about this, I think, but they're white coffee or something.
Yeah, there's a white roasted espresso, or it's espresso blanco, I think is what they call it. It's a white espresso, and it's super light roasted coffee. It's interesting. I've had it before.
I don't know that I'd want to try it. Wouldn't be great for your grinder, because if you don't roast your coffee enough, it's actually harder to grind. It's like, try biting a light roasted bean versus a dark roasted bean. You'll realize that it's a lot easier to bite through a dark roasted bean. It gets a lot more brittle.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't do that. What are we going to dial in today?
I have Green Bike and I have Last Stand, some El Salvador. So we'll do our traditional Green Bike. We'll pull a couple shots of that. And then we'll also dial in another coffee from our seasonal line. Again, you can use any coffee as espresso. Don't be fooled. If you want something that's kind of like a normal profile, go to your roaster and be like, hey, what do you guys use for espresso? We make it easy. We call it Green Bike Espresso.
Right. So to get Green Bike dialed in, I mean, we do a lot of work in the lab to try and say, hey, this is what it takes to make this coffee taste really good, and call it brewing parameters or pulling parameters. Christian, what are the ideal pulling parameters for Green Bike?
Bing.
Yeah, my computer just made a noise.
Your storage is almost full, by the way. Your typical parameters for Green Bike is going to be somewhere between 17.5 and 19.5 grams in.
That's coffee. Ground coffee.
Into the portafilter. Time is going to be somewhere between 25 and 35 seconds to pull an extraction. The weight out is going to be somewhere between 34 and 40 grams.
So I like mine. Go ahead.
I like mine somewhere around 36 to 38, actually.
And that's the weight of the final liquid in the demi-tasse, ready to drink.
Which is about 2 millimeters, wow, 2 ounces, 60 milliliters.
Got it. So we're going to pull a shot, and we'll let you know what the parameters are. We'll taste it, and then we'll let Christian make some adjustments. So whenever we're tasting espresso, we like to make sure that the crema is incorporated, because then if you just suck all the crema off the top of your espresso, it tastes super bitter, not good eats, which is why if you're at a good coffee shop, they'll give you a spoon with your espresso.
So this is a mix of roasted yesterday and roasted today. It's going to be super poppy, but shots look good.
Zing. It's a little bit flat.
It's caramely.
Yep, and that's maybe it. It's clean. I get a little cranberry, like fresh cranberry on the end.
There's a little bit of juiciness in here.
Yeah, you gotta really search for it though.
After tasting gin. He's gotta let this chill in the palate for a minute.
So I like a really tight shot of espresso.
Mm-hmm.
By tight I mean that you're getting a lot of the acidity and fruitiness out of the espresso, and you're not pulling out as much chocolate and caramel, and that normally means you're only pulling out some. Like your final brew volume is actually not very large. So that's what I like. So when you get like a more round, less acidic, more chocolatey shot of espresso, that just floats my boat a little bit less. Whereas with Green Bike, you can get nice fruitiness and deep chocolate together. Just takes maybe a few more shots. So what were the parameters on that one?
So this ended up being like 27 seconds, 26 seconds, 40 grams out. So what we can do is we can increase our dose, just like we did the other day. We can make a grind adjustment. But typically, if you want a fruitier, tighter shot, I would go with a little more coffee.
Yeah, let's do that. More coffee. More coffee. All right. So we've got a 22-gram dose on the second shot. 36 seconds, right?
That's right.
And how many grams out?
It was 34 grams out.
All right, so much shorter shot.
Much heavier concentration of coffee.
The crema is darker.
It has a better aroma to it.
It's a haunting aroma. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm about.
Also note, we are pulling it one day off roast. Mm-hmm. That will actually make a difference when you're pulling espresso.
It's like orange juice and grapefruit with dark chocolate, cocoa nib.
Yeah, I buy that.
I'm getting better. All right, that was good. Should we try one more adjustment? I mean, that was adding coffee. You didn't mess with the grind at all. It's nice and round. It's not super thick and viscous. I thought it was going to be. Like, should we take the grind a little bit finer and take the dose back down, back into parameters?
I'd say we just make the grind finer, and we go for what I like to call a Portland-style shot.
Portland-style
shot. So it'll take 40 to 50 seconds for that extraction. It should be super drippy coming out.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
The dream of the 90s is alive in Portland.
There you go. There's Portlandia fans out there. Two of you. You can't work in coffee and not be a Portlandia fan. All right.
You curious what the TDS is on this?
We should take it.
We can take it.
So Christian's going to go get our TDS-ometer, otherwise known as a refractometer, otherwise known as a spectrometer. So this is a 46-second shot. How many grams did I say it was out?
It's like 30.
No, it wasn't that much.
26.
Yeah. It was 26 grams out, which is nothing relative to a full shot, which would be somewhere between 36 and 40. 22 grams of coffee in, so really short. This should really pack a punch, give you a lot of zing. If you listened to our episode 2 weeks ago on brewing or dialing in brewed coffee, you'll remember we want a target TDS of 1.5. 1.5%. So Christian's going to run TDS on this espresso to tell us proportionally how strong of a beverage are we talking about. And he got his special syringe. Almost more lemon, like that orange has turned to lemon. The bitterness, like the grapefruit bitterness, is more pronounced. Almost like orange peel or lemon peel. What else are you getting on this one?
There's an umami to this. It's like really heavy. Really, really heavy. The first word that came to my mouth was beefy.
Beefy.
But I don't mean that in terms of like flavor, like, but in terms of texture.
The Chef Boyardee commercials.
Well, I remember those.
Beefy. I think umami is what food people say when they don't know what else to say.
Umami's an actual flavor. Let's...
Yeah, but how do you describe umami? Like, you literally say umami when you can't...
No, umami's a texture.
I just know there's MSG in umami. All right, so what's a TDS say on this?
We are out of range.
So a lot? What so is the range?
I haven't seen a TDS on here over 10.
Oh!
So that would be my guess is we're somewhere over 10. So I pulled espressos that have been 8, 9.
Yeah, what's normal for an espresso?
It's somewhere between 5 and 8.
Oh.
Yep. It's a range.
It's strong.
Let's try this one more time.
Yeah, I think I'm nearing my... We got a lot more espresso to drink. I'm kind of nearing my limit.
We're gonna...
Yeah, when you have too much coffee and you need to taste more, you spit. I think that's why wine sommeliers spit, because they can't get drunk and small at the same time. So we've experienced, I think, the spectrum of Green Bike. When you come into cafes, you'll get it, you know, somewhere between the 17.5 to 19.5, maybe 20 grams of coffee into the portafilter. It's going to take somewhere between 25 and 35 seconds to pull, and you're going to be left with a final beverage of somewhere between 34 and 40 grams of espresso out. Now, we're going to pull a single origin espresso out of the Linea. When we're done with that, we're going to pull... What are we going to pull on your piece of crap?
Whatever you want to pull.
We'll pull maybe a mystery... I'll go grab a mystery coffee and we'll pull it on Christian's piece of crap Goodwill espresso machine. All right, so now we're going to our... Oh, nice shot of my mouth. We're going to our single origin lighter roasted espresso. This is El Salvador, the last stand, named after Boromir when he got the three arrows into him at the end of the Fellowship of the Ring. All right, so on Christian's first effort to dial in this single origin espresso, how coarse was your grind on this?
It was about the same setting as the last one. A light roast is going to take a slightly different grind size than a darker roast. You can't just,
it's
like...
less soluble. When I say less soluble, I mean it's harder to get hard stuff into liquid stuff than it is with a dark. We have 22 grams of coffee, pulled in 16 seconds. What was the final weight on this one?
This was 40 grams.
Okay.
So it's quick.
A super fast shot. Graham cracker.
It's sweet. It has potential. Just tastes like... It's really weak.
Weak, really light and delicate. Almost tropical fruit, but not in like a really sweet tropical fruit, like tropical acidity. Not pronounced enough to be citric. Not sour enough to be malic. It's almost like maybe a diluted malic. If you took orange juice and diluted it like really far. So that was a bummer. So now we're going to take the grind finer.
It's a bummer. It's a lesson. We're learning. We're learning how to dial in.
Well, it's a bummer when you're on shot four and you got to get this thing dialed in. Finer, though, right? That's the next step?
Yeah.
Finer? Finer. So, we're on shot five. Shot number two for the single origin. The El Salvador. So, we'll see how this goes.
So, what about one notch finer on our...
So one grinder. Setting finer on the grinder, which when you take that grind finer, it's going to be a little bit easier for the water to pull the things out of the coffee, which is good at this point because that last shot was so thin. I do feel loopy right now. You guys want to watch a spit? That'd be a great podcast. How to properly spit espresso. What was the dose on this one?
This was 19 grams. We're about 1 point... finer on our grinder, and we went up about the same dose out, but we went up by about 6 seconds.
Okay.
21, 22 grams.
So it should be a little bit.
22 seconds.
A little bit sweeter, a little bit more round. Peach.
It's getting there.
Yep.
I think we need an up dose and go a little finer.
Going a little bit finer on our grind, a little bit more coffee. We got some good peach notes out of this shot, but we're still not where we want to be. It's very normal when you go to a specialty coffee shop to have a pretty high dose on your light roast espresso. To find somebody dosing a light roast espresso less than 20 grams is abnormal. Because if you want a light roast espresso, you really want to see what's unique about that. To do that, you got to get the acidity. You've got to get the fruit notes. So that's what we're trying to do. All right, so our sixth shot. And keep in mind, we didn't drink all of each of these shots. El Salvador, single origin. Third shot on this. Christian's cleaning our demis. So how long do you think that took?
It probably took about 45 seconds.
What was your dose in?
It was 22 grams in.
Dose out?
It was 32 grams out.
Okay.
So it's pretty heavy.
Yep. Crema is still pretty light. It's actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bitter. It's pretty clean.
That's juicy.
Yeah, nectarine. Not much chocolate, but I'm okay with that because it's so sweet. It's really... People say nectar. And like if you imagine what nectar feels like in your mouth, I don't know if any of us have actually had something that was really truly nectar, but if you imagine nectar, that's what this kind of feels like.
It's very long, like toasted caramel finish on it. That's good.
Mm-hmm. That is probably the best shot that I've had today. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
So that recipe again, a long shot time, over 40 seconds, 22 grams in, 32 grams out for El Salvador, the last stand as an SO espresso. So now we've done Green Bike. We've done the El Salvador single origin. Now we've got to work on the piece of crap. So the mission is, are we going to use Green Bike on this?
Let's use the El Salvador, because I like the way this is tasting. I know the flavor notes I'm looking for out of it, and we can probably get it on there if we practice enough.
And I think you're a glutton for punishment right now.
So it's all about the learning.
That's what we say when anything goes wrong. Well, at least we're learning. Podcast people, we were working on it. What brand is that, Christian?
This is a DeLonghi.
DeLonghi?
DeLonghi.
Tiny little machine you would get like at Bed Bath & Beyond or Walmart. Yeah, so it's just a pump of hot water being shot through a tiny little portafilter. So trying to get enough coffee into these machines is part of the problem. Like, using a home grinder, and that's what we probably should use, but we're not going to because we have a nice grinder. But at home, you're trying to use a home grinder to get your coffee enough and then fit enough coffee into your tiny portafilter and then hope that this machine is giving you the right water temperature and the right pressure to pull a good espresso. So we're going to try and cram close to 20 grams of coffee.
No, we're not.
Apparently we're not.
There's no way to get 20 grams of coffee in there. So the first thing you got to do is you got to look at your filter basket. And we can speak into the microphone so we can actually use this. When you're looking at a home machine, make sure you see how big of a basket you have. Don't overfill it. We're using 17-gram baskets on our Pro machines. This little basket here will maybe fit 12 or 13 grams in. Use the same basic ratio, but you're not going to be able to pull a true double shot off of this. We're going to have to scale it.
So Christian can't get the portafilter into the grinder. It's kind of funny. Yeah!
All right, so we're all the way up to the top. And we are at 12 grams. Okay. 12 grams coffee.
Cool. So we're tasting this terribly likely over-extracted espresso. It is the El Salvador Last Stand, pulled in Christian's piece of crap. Took like 26 seconds to pull, 12 grams of coffee in, and then 40 grams of final beverage out. And it looks like drip coffee with like a petri dish on top.
I'm optimistic that this will taste like good drip coffee, and we're just getting a little bit of good drip coffee.
Well, it tastes like drip coffee with some glue, Elmer's glue in it.
That's over-extracted, for sure. We could maybe fine up the grind a little bit, but we're only going to get so far with this.
Yeah, that's true, because that was a lot of coffee in there. So let's try this. Let's fine it up a lot. Let's take it super fine, and then pull a super short shot and see what we can get. Like, can we? Because this tastes like coffee. Can we get something that tastes remotely close to espresso out of the Goodwill espresso machine? So that's shot 7. We'll give one last effort on the DeLonghi, dialing in espresso on the piece of garbage machine to see if it's possible to use a great grinder to get something resembling espresso. If not, we'll just wrap the episode. All right, so we put like five more grams of coffee in to try this last shot. So this is our 8th and last final shot for the day.
I'm not too optimistic here.
So really 16 grams of coffee, 30 seconds. How many grams out?
28-ish. Okay. This is...
It looks less drippy than the last one, though. It's not clear. You can actually...
You go first.
I'm full.
Yeah.
I just brew an AeroPress. Like, get yourself an AeroPress. You can get them online, stonecreekcoffee.com. Mm. This is...
This is not good.
No.
I mean, if you have a home machine like this, I'd almost recommend going as dark as you can, because at least you're going to get that roasty flavor.
Yeah, dark roasted. Coffee,
yeah. Light roast, you're not going to get what you want out of it.
No.
It's a bummer. And I know what you really... Like,
I'm one of those home fanatics. So I see like an $80 bar or a $10 bar at Goodwill. I'm like, yeah, I'll try it out. Yeah. It's not going to work. It's not going to work out.
Because if you had a coarser grind of coffee, like you're just going to get a more watery product than we did with our Malconig professional grinder. We couldn't get anything tasting remotely close to espresso. I mean, we got a really strong bitter coffee. But then, if you want a really strong bitter coffee, I recommend the Mocha Pot that originated in Italy. People will call that espresso. It's not. But it's strong and bitter. So if that's what you're after, get some. So at the end of the day, 8 shots later, hopefully if you have really solid espresso equipment at home, and if you want some recommendations to that, you can go back to our episode, Brewing Espresso at Home, and that'll get you set up. Hopefully those ratios we talked about as we dialed in Green Bike and the El Salvador can help you get your coffee dialed in well. If you have whatever we just tried to dial in on, you're just screwed. So good luck with that. Have fun. It is fun to play around with. Take it apart. Recycle it. You'll be better off in the long run. That's it. I think that's all we got on dialing an espresso today. Next time on the podcast, we're going to talk about coffee cocktails. Tis the season for mixing stuff together, making it taste good and sweet and yummy, and maybe putting some libation in. That's what the holidays are all about, right? No? Well, anyway, we're going to talk about coffee cocktails, both virgin and alcoholic. We'll bring at least 4 recipes. We'll see what we can conjure and hopefully hook you guys up with some really solid ideas for how to make yum yum over the next few weeks because it's December now. Leave us a review on iTunes. You can send us topic ideas at podcast@stonecreekcoffee.com or on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. Leave a comment. I'm sure we'll see it somewhere. We track that stuff. All right, till next time, we are geeks.
And we are talking coffee.
And then for those of you who want us to try things and give you a shout out, you can bring it here as a love offering, a peace offering, a sweet selling savor to the podcasters. Doesn't have to be gin. Could be coffee. Could be beer. Podcast is free, so it's almost a fair trade, right?